This is Time Out with the Psalms. We're looking today at Psalm 18, and it is a lengthy psalm, and I plan to do it in two parts. It is a psalm of David when he had received victory over all his enemies, and God had made him not just the future king, but the present king of Israel. You can also find a version of this psalm in 2 Samuel chapter 22. You'll find there that it has an extra verse because the title of the psalm, which in the Psalms is used as a subscript, in 2 Samuel 22, verse 1 is the title and the explanation of the historical setting for Psalm 18. You can also find quotations in Psalm 116, and it's also a very personal autobiographical psalm of David. Today I'm going to read through verse number 39, I think, verse 29, and then tomorrow, Lord willing, we will complete the psalm. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my salvation, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up the smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent me from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from before me. I was also upright before him, and kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. Excuse me. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. Excuse me. This was written, as I said, when David became king of Israel. It is one of the happiest songs of David, but also perhaps one of the most theological. It opens with a doxology, Praise the Lord. It closes with a doxology, verses 1 through 3 and verses 14, 46 through 50. The first 18 verses basically report the story that God delivers when we call upon Him. David expresses his love for the Lord, and he says he loves Him deeply. There are so many references to the attributes of God. He uses different metaphors to explain attributes of God, the rock, the place of refuge, the fortress, the shield. David may have been Israel's shield, but the Lord, Jehovah, was David's shield. He not only admits his confidence in the God, but he also in his God, but he admits distress, anxiety, verses 4 through 6. But when he called, God began to act. We are privileged to know the story of David's struggle from the time he began to be victorious over Goliath to the time he ascends to the throne is a tortuous path for him of peaks and valleys and of heartaches and hurts and deprivation and difficulties. And what a wonderful psalm that David writes here as he ascends to the throne of Israel. Tomorrow we'll look at the balance of the psalm and conclude our study of it, this great psalm. Take time to read 2 Samuel 22 and compare the two presentations of this great psalm that the Holy Spirit would include in the Scriptures twice. Calls for our attention. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word, the written word, and the living word. Thank you for placing David on the throne and all that that meant for Israel, and all that means as a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we pray that you would bless us as we study this great psalm recorded twice in the Bible. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.